President Biden hosted the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak today at the White House. It was Sunak's first Oval Office visit since taking office last fall. The two leaders discussed continued support for Ukraine and the potential threats posed by artificial intelligence. Our White House correspondent Laura Barrón-López was there in the room. She is here now to discuss it all. Good to see you, Laura.
Good to be here.
So we know military aid to Ukraine was a top agenda item in that meeting. All of that was unfolding as there is now a very public rift among Republicans on Capitol Hill about whether or not to continue supporting and providing additional support for Ukraine. Did the two leaders address that at all?
They did talk about that. So as you know, Amna, this meeting was happening as Ukraine's counteroffensive began in earnest. And Britain's prime minister talked repeatedly about what Britain has done to date, specifically that they have helped Ukraine train troops, that they are one of the most helpful European nations in terms of giving Ukraine aid. But as you noted, this is happening as Republicans on the Hill are very split about whether or not they want to vote in support of more aid to Ukraine. President Biden was asked about his confidence in whether or not he has the votes for more aid.
I believe we'll have the funding necessary to support Ukraine as long as it takes. And I believe that that support will be real, even though there are, you hear some voices today on Capitol Hill about whether or not we should continue to support Ukraine.
So President Biden there voicing a lot of confidence. That also is in addition to the fact that Prime Minister Sunak visited the Hill this week. He met with congressional leaders, Republican and Democrats, and he also spoke to some chairs on committees about the need for more U.S. aid to Ukraine. And at that press conference, Amna, he specifically said that U.S. resources, U.S. His aid to the Ukraine is, quote, a decisive contribution that helps democracy prevail.
Prime Minister Sunak also made artificial intelligence, or AI, a key part of this visit. You had a chance to ask him a question. You asked him about how to responsibly regulate the technology. What did he say?
He dodged a little bit, Amna. He didn't quite give specifics about how exactly the UK or the US would regulate this technology. And he acknowledged on one hand that it brings benefits to the economy, to the society. He also acknowledged the very grave dangers that AI poses. And he appears to want to create a governing body around AI. He announced in this press conference that he is going to be holding a global AI summit later this year in the UK. President Biden also, though, added a little bit of specifics, saying that he thinks that there's some potential for the administration to look at how watermarks on everything produced by AI could potentially be a part of this. And we spoke to an expert about whether or not that's a real possibility. And they said that it really isn't, given the fact that this software is out there so much that it can be essentially manipulated by a lot of people that have access to it.
A lot of shared concerns on the AI front, for sure. You also had a chance to ask President Biden a question, and he made some news when you asked him about the ramping up of Republican attacks on LGBTQ rights here. What did he say?
So I mentioned to the president that across Republican states in this country, there are bans being passed on gender-affirming care. I also noted the protests that are occurring in states like California, anti-LGBTQ protests. And I told President Biden about the parents of a transgender girl in Texas that I recently interviewed and their fears and the fact that they are considering that they may need to move not just out of Texas, but also out of the country. And I asked the president why he thought this was happening and what he would say to that family.
When we finish this, you can give me the number of that family and I will call them. Let them know that the president and this administration has their back. Our fight is far, far from over because we have some hysterical and, I would argue, prejudiced people who are engaged in all what you see going on around the country.
That's some of the harshest comments you've heard from the president to date about anti-transgender efforts. His administration also announced some actions that they're taking today, including a new education department official who will be helping communities that are confronting book bans about gender identity.
Great questions in the room. Great reporting as always. Our White House correspondent, Laura Barrón-López. Thank you.
Thank you.